Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline, in the wake of the news of the capture of the coyote in Arlington that we believe has been attacking all of these children in these Arlington parks, is somebody who claims that they are the real coyote that has been perpetrating these attacks and not the one that was captured and euthanized yesterday. Good morning. What is your name?
Wiley.
Oh, okay. I get it. Wiley Coyote.
No, Wiley Jefferson. Is your name Craig Heumann? Yeah, I mean, the last name's not automatically what you are. I mean, come on, I don't think so.
Okay.
No, it's Wiley Jefferson, and I'm still out here, man. I'm still out here, and I'm free, you stupid human pigs. Ain't caught me yet. You got the wrong coyote taken into custody.
Whoa.
Yeah, that was the one that you guys got. That was my cousin Petey. And I ain't mad that you got him, because Petey was running to an officer at the time to rat me out. All right?
Oh, he talks too much.
Yeah. And he claimed he had some evidence against me. And, you know, since we don't have cameras and cell phones and stuff in the coyote community, he made a sketch of me while I was attacking some kid while he was watching it happen. And that's what he claims. And I've seen the sketch. It's horrible. Looks like a coyote drew it. I mean, it's pitiful.
Well, these are very serious charges. I mean, these are kids. And were you in the park when the people were attacked?
I mean, I live in that park.
Okay. Well, were you the one who attacked the kids, I guess?
All right, we're going to abandon that. You jumped ahead there. That's all right. Let's get back to it here, George.
Well, okay.
What are you trying to ask?
Well, I asked him the question. Were you in the park when
said, look, I'm not saying I attacked those humans or not. I live in that park, though.
Okay. You live in that park.
Well, were you in the park when the people were attacked? Well, naturally, if I live in that park, then sure.
Okay. All right.
There you go.
Okay, that's...
There you go.
I had to say it three times to get that.
Okay. We got it done, baby.
Okay,
listen,
we got...
Petey was good people. Petey, my cousin. You know, I it's funny. I once saw him paint a train tunnel on the side of a mountain. A train came out of it, ran him over. It was funny. He was always funny. But he serves him right. He's a turncoat. Now, we have not heard from Petey. You guys heard anything about him? He hadn't called us for bail or anything.
Well, unfortunately,
bad news about your cousin.
They euthanized Petey.
Oh, they did. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So he's a young person living in Asia now? They did euthanasia on him?
They put him to sleep permanently.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, I don't care. We got tons of coyotes around here. I mean, who gives a S if he's gone? We got more, George. We're coming after you, baby. This is just the beginning. Coyote revolution.
Oh, God.
It is on. Look, you guys have been encroaching our territory for decades now.
Yeah,
okay?
True.
We're taking it upon ourselves. A little pushback. This is just about a little bit of pushback, okay?
Yeah, I guess I can understand that. And
it's scary.
I mean, what's the difference between y'all and a wolf?
Probably we're about half the size and a lot more scared. But other than that, I mean, pretty close.
You know, yeah, you're wolf-like.
At least you're not as scary as that Grand Prairie cobra. You know, of all the animals that are out there, he's scary. He's the most frightening one out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's true, but he's a friend of mine, so.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a dear friend of mine.
Whoa.
Yeah, he's like the best man at my coyote wedding. Very dear friend.
The cobra was?
Yeah. He that cobra provided me blood marrow transfusion when I had leukemia.
Oh, my. Well.
A little pop-up character.
That's very serious.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, on my wedding night, the Grand Prairie cobra watched me and my wife on a honeymoon while curled up in the corner of the room in a papasan wearing a single gold toe sock.
Bingo.
So, very good friend of mine. But you guys still not making six figs? Talking out of your asses every day? I hear you every once in a while. People come jogging through the park. They got you on the little transistor radio.
Yeah.
You guys are such blowhards.
Yeah.
I agree. Look, I'm just busting your balls. But seriously, listen, I'm on the loose. You will never track me. This is a burner phone. Don't try to trace it.
Okay.
I had to break into a remote cabin out here in Arlington for a can of beans and a change of clothes last night. But I am totally provisioned now on the Lamb, hotwire to Kia Rio. I'll be across the border by evening. All right?
Okay.
You're never going to find me. It's on the Coyote Revolution, baby.
All right. Hey, see, good luck with that. Good luck.
Hey, what's going on with Dak? I mean, you think he can actually get the Cowboys back to the Super Bowl or what?
Well, we don't really have time to talk Cowboys right now.
888-787-1310.
No, we're not taking calls either.
All right.
We'll see ya. There he goes, Wiley Jefferson, still on the loose.